Hi, my name is Tyree Smith. I'm a member of Family Ties Social and Pleasure Club. I'm born and raised in the 7th Ward. My group, Family Ties, is basically a 6th Ward, 7th Ward downtown group. We've been together, I think, for like now 14 years, I think. 13 years, I'm sorry. For 13 years, I've been paraded with them. Been together 14 years, I think. Yeah, 13 years, and I paraded with them 12 years. I just didn't parade the first year. Every other year, I've been a solid member with Family Ties, and I'm the secretary of the club.
Okay, fantastic. And so this is a question that I ask every single person I interview. In your own words, what is second lining?
Oh, second line is do what you want, man. It's just basically getting out there, enjoying yourself, having fun. You know, just like I said, do what you want. I was introduced to second line at 13, and when I first moved into the 7th Ward, we previously moved in, we stayed in the 7th Ward. We moved closer to the 6th Ward, where second line always goes down at. So when I basically moved in the 7th Ward, I saw people dancing. I was like, what's going on? I didn't know what that was, and I didn't really know what a second line was until, you know, a couple guys who I was growing up with used to bring me to the second lines. And when I saw what people were doing and how people were having fun, I thought that was something I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. And then from that moment, how long was it until you were in a club?
Oh, well, quite some time, because I was young then. I couldn't afford it at that time, and I wasn't really dedicated to doing it. I just loved doing it on in the street. And, you know, what they call a sidewalk second liner. You know, I just done it for a long time. I think I first paraded, well, matter of fact, I was someone king in like 1998 and 1999. And I really, 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 really enjoyed it. I really had fun. And that's when I knew that I really wanted to join the club.
Mm. Why do you think New Orleans second line?
Why do we second line?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. You know, it's like it's a tradition, you know, like, from what I was told, like, a long time ago, like, the slaves, like, the masters used to let the slaves go dance and sing and do all these kind of things on Sunday. And, you know, and that's just a tradition that had been brought down from way back when, and we just keeping it up. You know, they have clubs that have been around for a long, 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 long time. And, you know, I think it's a stress reliever. You know, everybody, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing.
And so now you in particular, why do you second line? And I guess if you think about it differently, you know, the sidewalk second lining weekly and then being a member of a club, why do you do that?
Well, I'm a dance regardless, you know, I'm a dance regardless. It's just the music, man. The music is just so amazing, man. It's just so vibrant, man. When you hear the music, it just takes you away from everything and you don't even think about it, you know. You can look at a person on the side, they don't even know what they're doing. But it's like I said, do what you want. And when you see people doing that, it just make you want to get into the groove and make you just do what you want to do. Just cut up, act crazy, you know. It's crazy. It's hard to explain. It's really hard to explain. The music is just so vibrant. When you listen, when you hear the music, the different instruments and, you know, the drums, the, you know, the horns, it's just like, man, it's amazing. Music is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's therapy for a lot of people, and I know I'm one of the persons that it's therapy for.
Yeah, a lot of people say that it's physical and mental and spiritual.
Yes.
Therapy.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And so when you were young and your friends took you to your first second line, you started going back. And how did you describe your process of, I don't even really know how to say it, like picking up your footwork, developing your style?
Oh, my God, it was hard. It was real hard because at first I couldn't keep up. I couldn't keep up with everybody. My friend, he was a kind of like heavy guy. He was fat, you know, and he used to get through the crowds. And I was like, damn, how you could do that? And I can't do that. So I really was like offbeat. I wasn't really like I felt unorthodox. So I started going on a regular, you know, whether it was uptown, downtown. And I just started watching people. I was like, oh, I got that move. Oh, I got that move. Okay, I could do this, I could do that. So I just kind of like put all that together, and I kind of created my own style with a little swag from this person, a little swag from that person, and that's where I came from. That's what created me from everybody else. You know, it's always basically stealing. That's all you do is stealing people moves. So I stole a lot of people moves within in my years. So, you know, I'm just grateful that when I see people that can move and can dance like that, I'd be like, I want to do that. And that's how I was. I wanted to do that because, like I say, it was just positive. It was something good. So, you know, when I went to Second Lines, whether it was uptown, downtown, I knew nothing about uptown area. I knew nothing about it. You know, people from downtown didn't like to go uptown. So when I went up there, I watched how they dance. They dance different from people from downtown. So I was getting that. I was getting this. I was like, oh, man, when they came together, man, I was like, I'm good now.
Did you have any mentors? Anybody take you under their wing?
Yes. Mason, the guy that paraded with the fire. Guy named Mason, a guy named Gerald. A lot of guys from out the 6th and the 7th Ward. You know, I had a lot of mentors. A lot of guys like, hey, little brother, slow down. You're kind of moving too fast. You know, you need to pick your feet up. Hey, you know, a lot of people gave me a lot of pointers. And, like, when I see a lot of other cats that's out there, like, slow down, little brother. You know, I find myself doing the same thing to them that, like, it was done to me. So, you know, mm-hmm. I had a lot of guys that mentored me in second line.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the difference between uptown and downtown dancing.
Well, the uptown second liners, they kind of dance kind of fast. They kind of like the fast music. You know, downtown, we kind of play like the traditional music, you know, the more traditional music, and we kind of slow with it. We have a slow tempo, slow beat. As the uptown guys, it's kind of faster. They move faster. And, you know, you have to be able to know how to maneuver, you know, and be able to understand, you know. Sometimes, like when the band is playing, when they're playing a traditional song, sometimes the beat be off because they're probably playing too fast or they're probably playing too slow. So that's like the difference between the uptown clubs and the downtown clubs. The uptown clubs are just faster. Downtown clubs are just slow.
Mm-hmm. And how about the sidewalk second liners? Can you notice the difference between people who grew up uptown and grew up downtown based on how they dance?
Yes. Most of the times, because sometimes, you know, some people stay downtown, they move, when they're younger, they stay downtown, and they move uptown when they're still younger, so they got that uptown-downtown swag, so they kind of got both of them together, which is great, if you can be able to, you know, you can be able to change over, you cross over. A lot of people can't cross over, some people just used to the way that they're doing it, you know, that's basically how that goes.
Besides speed, are there any other distinctions?
Well, because people, like I said, second line, some people African dance with it, some people reggae dance with it, so, you know, it's all on how, you know, how your technique is, you know, everybody do everything different, everybody could put the reggae in it, whatever, I see some people even dance with it, you know, put it in all in a dance, you know, and that's great if you could do that, but everybody can't do that, so. Mm-hmm.
How about you? How would you describe your signature style? Like your own?
I can't really say. I kind of got like a little old school little thing going on with a little new school with it. You know, I kind of stole from a lot of people. And by the generation that I'm in, I really like the older generation. You know, I grew up in the older generation. And, you know, as I was getting older, like, The fast thing started to come into tech, like the fast beat started to come into tech, like they started playing more hip hop music, so you kind of had to dance like hip hop with second line, so it was kind of like, it's kind of different, and I don't know, I can't really say how my dance is, my style is. I'm not saying it's unique, but I think it's kind of, it's me, I don't know, you know, I can't really say what it is, you know, because I don't watch myself. When I see myself on camera, I'm like, that's me. I'm like, yeah, that's you. I'm like, well, hey, you know, I can't really say what it is.
And how old are you, if you don't mind saying?
36.
36, okay. Okay, besides Sunday Second Lines, I'm sure you Second Line many other places, right? Clubs, family parties, that kind of thing? Is that true?
Yeah. Like if the band play on, like at certain clubs, I really have to be in the mood to dance, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm really feeling it, I'll dance. But see, like parties, I don't really too much dance at parties because I don't know, I just don't really too much dance at parties. But see, like, excuse me, at the clubs, and if the band is playing and I feel that beat and I feel it, I'll get out there and I'll do my thing. Mm-hmm. I'll do my thing. Mm-hmm.
Does it feel different? Is it a different experience to dance in situations like that, like at a club versus on the street?
No, not really. No, it's basically the same thing. It's just that, you know, when you're dancing in a club, you're stationary. But when you're dancing on the street, you're moving with it, and you're constantly moving. You know, you're from here to there, and you wouldn't even realize that you went from all the way uptown, all the way downtown. So it's not different. It's just, you know, you're stationary. That's all. Uh-huh. You're just stationary. That's it.
Yeah, and since you're stationary, do you do anything different in the club that you don't really do on the street?
No. It's basically the same thing. Well, you know, I probably move around a little more if I'm on the street because there's more space. And in the club, it's not too much space because, you know, you got everybody in there trying to dance and everybody fitting the beat. So.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So on Sundays, do you have, walk me through a typical day when you're going to the second line. You know, do you get there at the beginning? Do you stay at the end? Is there a certain part of the parade you like to hang out in? You know, is there specific shoes you wear, food you eat, something you drink? You know, what's your Sunday routine?
Basically, when I get up in the morning, I'm thinking second line, so I already know. I'm already getting out what I'm aware. Certain parades, certain second lines, I'd be like, well, I'm gonna dress up a little bit for this parade, but I already know I want to catch it at the beginning because I want to see the club come out, because that's my favorite part, watching the club come out, watching the look on their face, watching them smiling, watching them happy, watching them so-called monkey shine, you know, because when they first come out, that's the first thing, you know, when you come out, everybody gonna do what they trademark move, and you know, when you see that, you're like, oh, all right, that's my boy. So, you know, I always like to watch them come out. You know, I always like to watch the club. I don't care how many people they have. That's the best, to me, that's the best part of the parade, watching them come out, because you can see what everybody do, and you really can basically see what everybody have, you know.
And then do you stay to the end?
Always. Mm-hmm. Always. I always stay to the end, because it never fails, you know, it never fails. I want to watch them come out, and I want to watch them go in. You know what I'm saying? Because I like to see who's going to make the whole parade, because, you know, that's 4 hours. It's tough to dance. For a whole 4 hours, it's tough, you know. And you're wearing all this costume. You're wearing, you know, all the streamers, the fans. It's barren. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love it. I wouldn't trade it for nothing.
Is there a certain part, like, in relation to the band or the club that you like to be in, or do you kind of move all over?
I'm all around. I get around. I go holler at the people in the clubs. I go holler at the band. I'm like, hey, man, play this song. I see people who I probably hadn't seen in a while. I get around. I make my rounds to everybody. You know, I try to speak to everybody when I'm out there. So it's not no specific. But if I am out there, I want to be on the sidewalk. I want to be on the sidewalk where everybody at, where it's going down at. So that's basically like how we do it. Everybody say, man, meet me by the sidewalk on the right-hand side. That's the side where everybody, all the street paraders do. They all go to the right-hand side of the band, so that's how we do it.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Do you have any theories about why that is?
I have no idea. I it's been going on like that since I've been young, you know. And you probably say, hey, play something, Phil, or play something so-and-so, you know, and they hear you, you know. You want them to hear you. And I always tell the band, I'm like, I hear you. Keep it coming, keep it pumping. Mm-hmm. You know, I just don't know why the right-hand side is always the best side.
Yeah, that's true. Do you have a favorite band?
I like so many bands. I'm not going to even lie to you. My favorite band right now as we speak is TBC, Brez Band. It's a young group, young up-and-coming group. I remember these young guys when they were younger, and they was bringing that funk, and they practice a lot, and they bringing it now, you know. I'm always going to be a Rebirth Brez Band fan, always. And always, because that's the band we really like come up with. And What Tannio's band name is? I can't think of the name of the band. That's one of my favorite bands also. I like all the bands though. I can't really, because all of them have their own little sound. You know, some are better than others, but you know, with a little training, a little learn, you know, everybody gonna be where they want to be at. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have a particular song that's just your jam when it comes on? You're like, if you're not dancing, you gotta start dancing.
Oh my God, I don't know the name of this song. TBC, they just started playing it. I cannot think of the song. I swear it's on the tip of my tongue, but every time I hear this song, ever since I was young, I always did like this song. You know, I just can't remember the name of it, but basically not one song. I like all the music, you know what I'm saying? Not anything can get me pumping. If you just beat on the drums, I'm gonna jump up. So, you know, it's crazy, man.
And how do you keep your energy up? You do the whole 4 hours. How do you do it?
Drinking. I have to drink. And if I don't drink, I won't be turned up.
What's your drink choice?
I drink 1800 Silver.
Okay.
1800 Silver. I drink tequila. So.
You bring your own?
Of course. Every week. Every weekend. Mm-hmm. Every Sunday I go to the second line. I always got my drink.
Uh huh. people. Right. Do you ever climb? Do you ever climb up on top of stuff, or did you when you were younger?
Never. Never. I never climb. I know one thing. If I get up there, I probably can't get down. I watch these other cats that do it. I'm like, they got heart because I'm scared of heights, so I won't ever do nothing like that.
Did you see this past Sunday? Did you see Bin Laden up on top of that structure?
Yes.
I was so scared for him.
He always do that, though. I hadn't seen him in a while.
I know.
He said his mother had been sick and he had been out of town, so that's why, you know, he was back down, and it was in the hood, as he so-called said. It was in the hood, so he wanted to be there to, you know, experience the CTC second line, which was a nice second line.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful day.
It was a beautiful day. It's true. You mentioned earlier that second line is do what you want it, and people can put, you know, whatever their training is, whatever their move is into it. Totally true. But when you see the people that you see that you want to imitate, that you're like, oh, they got that move, I want to do it. What are the hallmarks of a really good second liner?
Oh, that's a great question. If it depends if you're parading the street, to just last, keep moving. Stay busy, because the cameras are always watching you. You know, when you parade, you don't want no one to see you. You don't want nobody to be like, no, they ain't even doing nothing. They're not doing nothing. So
you're thinking about when you're in a club specifically.
Yes, like if you're in a club, if you're parading with a club, like if you're in the street, if you're street parading, if you know with a club, you always have to be moving. You always have to do something, because like I said, the cameras are always watching. You don't want nobody to be like, they look all right, but they're not doing nothing. You know, because basically the club make the band. And the band makes the crowd. Mm. So it's all neck and neck. Everybody have their job they need to do. You know, if the band don't see the club doing anything, the band not gonna play for the street. So that's basically how that goes.
So stamina is a hallmark of a good second liner.
Hell yeah. You have to have stamina.
What else?
You have to have stamina, endurance. You know, you got to, you know, you, I'm out of shape myself. I'm out of shape. I must say I'm out of shape, but I find the energy. I get down for a while and I look and see people say, oh, you're tired. I ain't tired. But I be tired. So you have to, you know, you don't want nobody to see you like that. So you got to be, you know, you got to be energized. And I'm not an energetic person. I'm lying. I'm an energetic person, especially when I'm drinking. So, you know, hey, that's my power pedal. That's my boost right there. Once I go to drinking and I hear the music, it just brings me to another world. I don't think about being tired. I don't think about fatigue. I don't think about anything. I just think about that's my song, and that's all I go off.
Yeah, a lot of people talk about that aspect of sort of being transported, like not being on this earth anymore.
Oh, yeah. It takes you to another element. And I used to always tell my mom that she'd understand that. She says, just brass music. I said, no, mom, you just don't understand. That's my favorite music ever, all time. I don't know, when God created instruments, Lord, he knew what he was doing, because when you put all these different instruments together and you get that unique, that critique sound, it's crazy. It's crazy, man. It really is. It's crazy.
So as a club member of Family Ties, you do a lot of things to prepare for the parade throughout the year. What's the behind-the-scenes preparation that those of us who just show up on parade day, what don't we see that goes into that?
Oh, my God, the fussing, the cussing, the getting mad, the being late with dues, being late with payments, have to get a shirt, have to, you know, it's a whole line of things that, you know, behind the scene that people don't know, and that's why when you do parade that day, you just look back, you like, man, I struggled a whole year to prepare for this, and man, it's worth it. And you know, I get out there, you could spend $700 on a pair of shoes, and you get out there and you just basically tear them up, and I see, it feels damn good too. Are you crazy? I wouldn't spend all that money for this. And I won't, it's, you just don't know. You have to do it. You have to experience it. And I tell everybody, if that's something that you need, like if you want to do, like if you ever want a second line with a club, do it. I said, I promise you, when you do it, you're going to, oh my God, you're going to feel so great. You're going to be like, I ain't. Because I just want to do it 1 year. Just to get, you know, just to do it. But once I did it, I found, you know, going to meetings, just the fellowship, the brotherhood, you know, just, it's just the knit with the guys. And it was like, man, it's like this my other family, my extended family. Like, these, like, really my brothers. I could come to them, I could tell them anything. And, you know, like I say, we fussing, we cussing, we probably fighting, you know, it's just all that just to get to this one day, and it's worth it, you know. And they make you feel, you know, you feel grateful for, you know, for that day. Like you just feel good, man. You just feel like, damn, man, a whole year I lapped on doing this because I wanted to do that. You know, I deprived this because I wanted to do that. It's a struggle, and you have to be dedicated. You know, you really have to be dedicated, because I don't see a lot of cats that done started with us and they didn't finish. So money just went down the drain, man. So it's hard. I promise you, it's hard.
But the benefits must be really huge for people to stick with it, because it's such a commitment of time and energy and money.
Yeah, it's money. It's time. It's time consuming. You know, it's really time consuming. My girl always be like, oh, you only got time for a second line. I was like, you just don't understand. Oh, you're spending so much money. And I'm like, oh, you just don't understand. I was like, man. And it's like, I remember a couple of years ago, we were doing our own decorations. And, man, I was beat. I was so tired. I was like, man, I just can't do it no more, man. You know, we have so many members. It's so, like, you just, this one area here, you got, like, 20 people up here hot gluing this, doing that, sticking plumes up in this end, man. And once you see it, and once it's over, you know, you're grateful for what you did, because not just because you about the parade, because you know it's something that you did from your heart, something you did yourself, and we've done that a couple of years.
Do you now get them made by somebody else?
Oh yeah, Kevin Dunn. He usually does our decorations. Mm-hmm. A couple of years we've done them ourselves. We went to a couple other people, but Kevin Dunn is predominantly like the guy we always get our decorations done from. You know, mm-hmm. He's like one of the best in the city.
And how much does each member wind up spending per year on average?
Oh, it depends. On one year we came in Gaydon leather. One year we wore mink. So it varies, you know, it varies. If you want to be, you know, considered as one of the top clubs, fashion is everything. You know, it didn't used to be like that. But now fashion is everything, because you want to make a statement. You know, you want to make a fashion statement, and not just a fashion statement. You want to make a fashion statement, and you want to get out there, and you want to do. You know, you want monkey shine. You want to move your feet too. You know, that's why I say camera pays a lot. When the camera catch you looking good but not doing nothing, you know, that's not good for you. So fashion is everything, but also moving your feet and doing what you're supposed to be doing is also the thing too. Because you know, when you parade, you know, everybody have a position they need to play. Like if you know, we probably be 3-3, you know, 3 here, 3 here, 3 here. You have a position you need to play. You need to make sure you stay in your position. Mm-hmm. Now, if you move out your position, someone's supposed to take your position. So, you know, it's a lot of rules. It's a lot of rules with it, you know.
So you have like a spot on the street where you're kind of supposed to stay?
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. You know, and if you don't stay in your spot, you will get fined.
Uh-huh. Kind of like a marching band.
Yeah, you'll get fined. So, mm-hmm. Hey, you're not in your spot. That's $50.
Wow.
Yeah. You'll get fined. So, mm-hmm. It's a lot with it. It's a lot with it. It's fun. It's fun, but it teaches you. You know, it teaches you. You know, it's a lot with it. It's a lot with it. You know, it's fun in games also. You know, it's all about having fun, but it's about being serious also. You know, you have to be professional. Just like a job, you have to be professional about it. You know, because you know, some people get out of character, you know, bring you out your character. And, you know, you have to, you know, you got a position, you know, you're on the line. You can't let nobody bring you, you know, into that world when it's your day, when you're supposed to be having fun. So let that go and you do what you do. So,
mm-hmm. And so it could be mink, alligator, could be thousands of dollars a year,
yes,
right?
Yes. Thousands.
Wow.
Thousands.
And family ties originated as an actual family, right?
Yes. Right. Predominantly cousins, some brothers. I just fell in a loop. They in-laws. I fell in a loop. I knew one guy that was parading with them. He was like, hey, man, when you gonna parade with us, man? The first year they paraded. And I was like, I didn't know y'all was creating a club, man. I didn't know you was even in the club. He's like, yeah, Reed, you know, we got a club. I said, man, maybe next year, man. So the day they paraded, I was like, man, this in the hood. I'm like, man, it's coming out the hood, and it's coming in the hood. So when they paraded, I told the dude, I was like, man, here goes some of my money right here. The day they paraded, you know. I was like, and then when I got in the club, I was like, damn, that's his brother, that's his cousin. I was like, man, oh, y'all kin. It's like, yeah, man. So that's where we kind of came up with the word family ties.
And besides preparing for the parade, what other kinds of activities go on?
We give dances, functions. We give all kind of functions. We give dances. We'll give a dance at least. We'll have a raffle. I know my club, we fanatize. One of my club members' mother, she works at a nursery, so they donate toys to the nursery, or they give offers for the kids. We do bus rides to the casino. What else we do? We do all kind of things to try to create revenue. You know, we do all kind of things. Raffle is like the number one thing that we may do. Do a raffle or dance. We just had a dance not too long ago, about a month or so ago. You know, we did real well too. We did it with Unbreakable Men. That's a group that's now inquiring with us. They're parading on the same day that we parading on. So it's gonna be like three divisions. We have a ladies division, that division, and my senior club. So we're trying to expand. We're trying to get it big as we can get it.
And so some of the functions are to raise revenue. Some are just to build community.
Yeah.
And then some are philanthropic, right? Like
right,
working
right.
with the coat drive and
right.
with toys and that
right,
sort of thing.
Some of my members, me and Jermaine, we even Volunteers America. We even went to Volunteers America. They had a race that we participated in, passed out the waters to all the runners. Mm-hmm. It was great. You know, we just trying to just do things for the community. You know, just trying to give back, because you know we spend thousands and thousands of dollars and we don't look back and think about it. And you know, there's a lot of people that need help, whether it's just talking or just financially. A lot of people need help out here, so we're just trying to just give back to the community in any kind of way that we can. We also perform in a jazz fest too. We also perform in a jazz fest, so that's great. That's great that we do that. 30 minutes, it's hot as hell, but hey, it's worth it, you know.
Why is it worth it? What's the benefit?
Just the people from different countries, states, just be amazed of what we do, and just the costume, just the people just be amazed at what we do, you know what I'm saying? Because people don't realize that about Second Line. And like, I have a friend that's from Chicago. He was like, what's the Second Line? And I brought him to the Second Line. He was like, what is this? And when people see you getting out there, you dancing, they're just so amazed. They get out there and they dance with you. I feel good for them because they're having fun. And anytime you see somebody having fun, I see somebody having fun, that makes me feel like I'm doing my job, because it is a job when I'm out there doing it, you know, because I'm entertaining whomever and whoever. Mm-hmm. So
the day of your parade, you're about to come out, the door opens, whatever happens.
Butterflies. I have to use the restroom. I really have to. Like, every year before we parade, I have to use the bathroom. I don't know why. I'm not a camera person. I don't really like the camera. But once I get out the door, I'm good. But once the camera's on me and I'm out getting out there, I'm just looking at all these people, and it's kind of frightening to me. And I don't know why. And I've been doing this for too long for me to be that way. It's always been like that. But once I get in the street, I'm good. It's a great feeling, though.
Do you plan what you're going to do?
I just let it go as it come. You know, sometimes I'm like, when I get out there, I'm going to do this. But it never goes as planned. Because prior to the cat, prior to before me, he done stole my move. So I can't do that because he done it now. So I don't want to do the same move he do. So I got to try to improvise and try to, you know, do something else.
Yeah, exactly. So we talked a little bit before the recorder was on about your other club venture, D2. Do you want to talk about that as well?
Yes, man. I formerly was with D2, which was the Little Brother Club of Family Ties, which was the second division, and that's what D2 stands for. We had approximately 11 members, some of the best dancers in the city, I promise you.
Did you handpick them?
No, I really didn't. I just asked like two cats, do they want to parade? Because they was cool with some other cat. And he was like, hey, man, I want to do it. I was like, well, hey, you want to do it? He was like, yeah. So I really didn't handpick it. And you know, one of my favorite clubs of all time was the Sidewalk Steppers. And they always had great dancers. Always had great dancers. Always did. And we were kind of like like the baby sidewalk stepper, because I failed to believe it. I had just as many great dancers as they had. You know, we probably know a lot of cats had their own different styles, but you know, just like them, they had their own different styles. So, you know, I just thought that was a great concept that, you know, everybody was telling us like, man, y'all got a lot of great dance, y'all gonna do y'all thing, and we did. We had fun that day, you know, that when we were paraded. So, it was great. It was great.
Mm-hmm. We paraded in. It was 2013. October.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The first Sunday in October. We always paraded the first Sunday in October. It was a beautiful day. You know, we thought. I think they thought it was going to. Yeah, matter of fact, it was supposed to rain that day. It was supposed to rain that day, and I don't know. God just pushed those clouds out the way, and we had a beautiful day. Nobody got hurt. There was no drama. So you know, everybody enjoyed itself, and everybody had fun. Everybody, even my members, and I was just happy to see them have fun, because that's something that they never experienced. You know, it was like, man, I want a parade, and we all put our heads together. We came up with a game plan, and we did it. And it made me feel good, because we also brought it through the neighborhood, and a lot of old folks that was in the neighborhood was like, why y'all don't never bring it through the hood? And that's something that we did, and you know, the whole neighborhood, they just loved us for that. They loved us for that.
Mm. And you all also had this in recent months, the branding of the t-shirts and like the swag and stuff.
Yeah, that was one of my club members, Jermaine Pint Kamal. You know, he was like, man, you know, we got to create our own image, you know. And I was like, well, how can we create our own image? He was like, you know, I do the shirts. I was like, well, yeah, we could do the shirts then. So our theme was, like, every week we come up with a different theme, you know, to try to, you know, try to get some followers. And, oh, my God, we had some followers. We had, like, a lot of D2 followers, you know. And every week, you know, everybody was like, what's the theme gonna be, we know what color shirt y'all wearing. And that kind of made us feel good, because everybody was like on our side, like what we were doing, you know. So it was great while it lasted. It really was great while it lasted.
Yeah, it was kind of cool the way it sort of almost created like this not another club in the second line, but sort of, you know, because every week it was something new.
Yeah, we had a movement going on. We called it the D2 movement. That's what we called it, the D2 movement. And you know, like I said, everybody knew it was us, because you see like 20 individuals with the same color shirt on. It was like, and everybody was like, man, every week, man, y'all like older cats that, you know, that know me. It was like, man, I'm not every week, y'all like bringing it. That's what's up. That's good for the, you know, for the second line game. That's good for the tradition. That's good for the club. That's good that y'all brought us stick together like that. That's good. So we need that, you know, we need that. And that's something that we was trying to keep going, like every week, hats, shirts. You know, we even had shirts for females, shirts for kids. Like, we had, like, a little movement going on. It was something positive that we was trying to keep going.
Mm-hmm. And you were telling me when I got here that D2 recently disbanded.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah. Certain, you know, it's, you know, in every club, there's going to be people in your club that's, you know, just by certain circumstances, certain things happen, you know. And there was a little member that was in my club, you know, just hanging out with the wrong crowd, I guess. And his flaws reflected the whole gang. And, you know, due to his flaws, we had to shut down the gang, you know, due to the police getting involved and, you know, names being, you know, thrown out there saying D2 was a gang and drug war. And, you know, we're not about drugs. We're not about none of that. We just about having fun and, you know, making people laugh, and we just about the tradition, you know. It's just something we try to keep going, you know. I have kids that, you know, that want a parade, and I don't want them to look at me as no drug lord or no gang member or nothing like that. I don't want them to look at me as, man, my daddy get it in, my daddy get out there and he have fun, because that's all it's about, having fun. And I want everybody to know that D2 is a social and pleasure club, social ed and pleasure club. D2 stands for Division 2, the second division of Family Ties, and people was getting that name misconstrued. It was called Desalone Boys, and it was so much negative things that were going on out there, and I didn't see anything positive coming out the D2 thing. So, you know, I got with some of my senior clubs and with some of my members, and I decided to just shut it down, you know, because, you know, it make no sense for nobody getting hurt or going to jail behind a name. So I just thought that would be the best thing for not just for the community, for the club, for my senior club, for my club members. You know, I want them to understand that life is good, and, you know, who wants to spend the rest of their life in jail behind a name. So, you know, I just looked at the bigger picture of it, and I just thought that that would be the best option for everybody within my club to shut it down.
For people who associate second lines of violence, what do you say to them?
It's ridiculous, man. I've been to several second lines where I've seen shootings. And, you know, my mom always scared of that. You know, we had an intervention this weekend, and my mom was like, you know, I'm always praying. My family's a praying family. They always pray for us when we go to the second lines. We pray that they don't do this. We pray they don't shoot. You know, my mama, she loved that I love this. And, you know, she always scared when she even, like, when I parade or when I go out there, when she go out there, she always like, I hope they don't shoot. That's something that she always think about. And I just don't understand why these cats do this, why these cats do these kind of things. You know what I'm saying? I just don't understand it, especially for the Mother's Day thing. It's just too many people out there. You know, it's too many targets. And, man, you know, I feel the law need to punish them, like, severely, like, for things, like, for certain, like, stuff like that, because, man, it's hard to explain, like, stuff like that. I really can't, you know, at a parade, somebody just open fire. It's, you know, I just don't understand that. I really don't.
Yeah, I heard, in that particular incident, I heard people kind of liken it to a shooting, opening fire within a church.
They opened a fire within a church.
Like, it was as if someone had walked into a church.
Oh, okay,
and
okay,
fire,
okay.
Right, because that's how special second lines are.
It is, and it's something that I live and die for, man. I hate when they don't have a second line on a Sunday, because that's something that I can do. It's like I said, it's a getaway. It's just like church, you know, because you see the same. It's like a family. Like, you know, we meet up the same. Just like your mom, when they go to church every Sunday, you meet up with the same people every week. You do the same thing, get drunk, have fun, dance, clown, laugh. You know, it's the same thing. So I don't understand why people would try to break this tradition, because that's what it seems like it's coming to. You know, people scared to go to second lines now, man. They really are. And that's bad, because second lines are not, it's not supposed to be nothing violent. It's supposed to be about having fun. You know, it's about culture, tradition. And they're really breaking that down, because people don't really want to go because they're scared of what's going to happen. You know, the police is out there. They're doing their job, but it's only so much that they can do. It's just massive. The crowd is massive. You know, the police, you can't watch this one, you can't watch that one. There's thousands of people out there. So, you know, it's just so easy to get caught up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you also about Katrina. And the impact, if you saw any impact pre and post Katrina on the second line tradition. Yeah, I'll stop there. Have you seen a change or an impact on the storm and the rebuilding and the way the city is now? Have you seen a change in second lines?
Do I see a change in the second lines?
Mm-hmm.
Clubs are not as traditional as they used to be. Like I said, like before Katrina, you know, a club would get out there and probably, I'm not going to say buy anything or get anything. It was like, and like now since Katrina, like the prices of a lot of the club, like parade stuff has really gone up. Like it's really getting expensive. It's really getting expensive. And the tradition is still kind of there, but like, you know, it's like more like a fashion thing. Like, you know, it's like I say, it's not like before the storm, man, you know, I can't really explain. Like before the storm, everybody, you know, everybody loved everybody, and like all clubs were together. All clubs were together. Like now at the storm, it's like everybody's like kind of like divided. This club like talking about that club, that club's like talking about that club, and you know, I don't know if the storm did that. You know, I can't really say with that, but you know, Katrina was bad. You know, it was really bad. It was kind of good for certain people, and it was bad for a lot of other people. And it's all what you took out of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great experience for me, though, you know.
Was it?
I kind of got away, you know, from just the New Orleans living, just being here, because that's all I know is New Orleans. I've never been anywhere else. And then I kind of got to migrate with, like, a lot of other people and kind of, like, you know, kind of got my head out of the clouds of just being just secluded to New Orleans, because mm-hmm. that's all I knew. And I was missing the hell out of it. Like, all I thought about was second line. I thought we would never get back to New Orleans. I thought, hell, New Orleans would never be back. And we did come back, and I saw the city was kind of trying to get back, and We still not all the way where we. I'm coming. We still not where we need to be. Gotcha. We still not where we need to be, but it's we still a rebuilding process. We still in a rebuilding process, you know. But a lot of things has changed since the storm. It really has. With the tradition, with the clubs, a lot of things have changed. With the prices of, you know, the materials for second line stuff, it's crazy. It's crazy because it's high in demand now. It's really high in demand now. You know, that's New Orleans is second lines, Jazz Fest. It's a tourist city. So people want to see this stuff. So, you know, people going up on all this stuff. You know, all this here because they want to see it. And we crazy enough to buy it. We gonna buy it because, you know, we want to keep the tradition going.
I've heard people say that after the storm they feel like the parades are more mainstream. They're maybe not so much tourists, but a lot of people there now who didn't really used to go before the storm.
What, a lot of people at the second line?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a lot of white folks. A lot of white folks didn't used to go to the parade because they were scared. Mm-hmm. Now they're more involved, and that's great. That's good. That's good because they're trying to keep the culture and the tradition going also. So, you know, it's good that we got other folk involved. You know, it's just not no black tradition. It's not no African tradition. It's everybody's tradition, you know. Whomever can keep the tradition going, we need to keep it going. You know, because they got a lot of people trying to stop this because of all the violence and all the stuff that's going on within it. And, you know, if a second line passed this way, I promise you, and somebody gets shot in that corner, in the news, they will say the second line passed that it was due to the second line. And they try to make it like second lines are so bad. And it's not. And that's what they're trying to do. So that's great that we got different people out there, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people think, you know, it's not just black folk that's out there. They got white folk out there. They got Chinese folk. They got all kinds of people out there. You know, but people be more leery about, well, I ain't going to shoot in the crowd if they got white folks over there. Yeah, well, I'd rather you be like that then. Because if they got blacks over, you would just shoot over there. You don't really care. So, you know, people, you know, it got these little young cats thinking now, you know what I'm saying? And prior to before the storm, they never really didn't have, like, white folks out there. They really didn't. You know, I'm glad that they're out there. I want to show off for them. Let them see what we can do. You know what we do. So, you know, even have the guy that parades with Prince of Wales, Joe. He's a white guy. He have his own club. So, you know, it's good. Culture is good for everybody, not just for black people. It's for everybody.
Mm-hmm. One last thing I wanted to do, if you have time.
I got time.
Okay. I have just a little bit of video clips of different styles of footwork from different parades. Uh-huh. And I wanted you to just watch it and tell me what you see in these different clips. Like, oh yeah, that's definitely uptown footwork. Oh, okay, now see, he's doing the toe drag or whatever it is.
The toe drag.
The toe drag or the, you know, oh, well, that's more old school. Or, oh, okay, that's new. It's hard to talk about, but sometimes if you see it on the video, you know, you can kind of be like, oh yeah, that's what I meant. Okay, so these guys are just—we're just kind of coming out of the Treme Center here.
That's Treme Gang.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so those guys. What if you're looking at their footwork? What would you think? How would you describe that?
Okay, when I look at their footwork.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What did you see?
I can tell where they're from.
Yeah, where are they from?
From uptown.
Uh-huh.
I already know he's from downtown. I know him. He's from downtown.
Uh-huh.
He's from downtown across the canal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you basically tell where someone is basically from by the way they move.
Uh-huh. What are they doing that lets you know that?
It's just their movement.
Uh-huh.
It's just their movement. I don't even I can't see this guy, but it looks like a guy that's from out the Seven Ward, I think.
This guy here?
Tall, kind of slender guy.
Mm-hmm.
Tall guy.
Mm-hmm. His name is Jarrell.
Yeah.
He's wearing the star, the socks with the stars on him.
Yeah, he a busybody.
What do you mean by that?
He moves. He always moving.
Uh-huh.
That youngster has a tremendous amount of energy.
It's true.
And I tell him, man, I can't dance with you. I can't. I'm not trying to keep up with you.
Uh-huh.
It's good to see that he's energetic like that.
He is.
Yeah, that's, matter of fact, that's one of my club members' son.
This Jarrell?
Yes.
Oh, really?
One of my club members' son.
So when you see him dance, he's busy, he moves a lot, he's energetic. Any mm-hmm. other thing you notice about characteristics and how he dances?
He has his own unique style. Mm-hmm. He really does. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where he get it from, because his dad doesn't dance like that.
Oh, really?
No, he doesn't. He has a whole clique of guys that he dance with. That he's with,
yeah, he does. Yeah,
they all get it in. You can basically tell where somebody's from by the way they dance.
Uh huh.
Like, basically, could tell.
And Jarrell, where's he from?
He's from the seventh ward.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth ward. I'm sorry, sixth ward, seventh ward.
Mm-hmm. Now this woman here in the yellow shirt, she has some pretty incredible.
She's from Uptown.
Uh huh.
She's from Uptown. That's Vivi's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She could dance her ass off.
She can.
And I remember when she couldn't do anything.
Really?
Yeah.
When she was a little kid?
Yeah.
Or what?
She could not dance.
Really?
A couple years ago.
Really?
She just started coming to the second line.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And you know, her mama could dance real good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her mama, matter of fact, parades with a club.
Oh, okay. Women in general, it seemed to be some differences, not all the time, but some differences in general between how women and men second line.
Right. I know some women that can get it in, that can dance better than some guys, so mm-hmm. I know a handful. When I say a handful, that can really get it in, I'm like, Lord, mm-hmm. I ain't dancing with her. You know, so they have guys second guessing, like, I'm not going to dance with her. I'm going to go around them.
Uh-huh.
And the women like, yeah, you better go around, because you know I'm going to tell you, boy, you better go ahead.
That's funny.
So, you know, that's the brag thing we do, you know, the you know, I'm better than you thing, you know, whether you're male or female, you know,
mm-hmm.
we still do it with each other, and we cool as hell. You could be from downtown, and I'ma still knock at you, you know, that's just something that we do. We feet challenge, you know, we challenge each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, they're trying to make you look embarrassed, it's to try to, you know, get your game up, you know, hey, you know, I want you to get it in, you know what I'm saying? So that's been going on for years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Second line battling, so it's great for the culture.
Yeah. And so here at this club, you got Scully.
Mm-hmm. That's my dude, man.
Yeah.
I was talking to him Sunday, man. He was talking to me Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We had a whole conversation Sunday.
And then this guy.
He parades with the
Pigeon Town
Stepper.
Right?
That's mm-hmm. what he parades with. Yeah, Pigeon Town mm-hmm. Stepper.
So now he looks really different from the other guys we just watched.
Got his own style. He's an uptown.
Uh huh.
You know, he's kind of older cat, so he gonna probably be old school with it, but he kind of got like a little hop, hop, hop with it, but he don't have a hop, skip with it, hop, skip with it. You uh-huh. know, it's, you know, different people dance off different instruments. Me, I dance off the drum, you know. When I dance off the drum. I love the drum. That's my instrument. You know, I like the horns also, but the drum is something I dance off. When I tell people when they dance, you have to, you know, you dance with all the instruments, but I say tune out all the instruments and just think of one instrument that you want to dance off, and that's how you'll pick your tempo. That's how you'll know your tempo. That's how you know how to dance. You know, you can't just dance off everything, because you'll be wild. You'll be all over. Mm-hmm. Just take one instrument and you mentor that instrument. You're like, oh. And when you know the song, you know the breakdowns, you know everything, so you know how to dance off it.
Mm-hmm. Do you dance to the snare drum or the
yes,
bass drum?
The snare.
Snare. Okay. Okay. And then here's the guy up on this porch.
Ronnie Lee, out the night wall.
Uh-huh. Billboard.
Hey, it's work that squirt.
What is that?
I was trying to see who is that.
Oh, I don't know.
I thought that was the guy with the skirt on.
Oh, no.
Work that skirt. That's what they call him. Work the skirt.
Work that skirt. Yeah. He's been there the last 2 second lines.
Yes, he has. I hadn't been seeing him in a while, though.
Me either. Oh, and this is the Leo I know. He's in the Big Seven. Up on top of a light box or whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, I won't do that.
Yeah.
Because I probably won't get down. No, I won't do that either.
Mm-hmm. I'm on top of the bridge. Yeah. Okay, so now here's some white folks second line in.
Yeah, kind of offbeat. You know.
A little bit.
But they got some of them that could get it in.
Uh huh.
That I've seen. You record everybody, huh? Yeah, that's good.
I tried to. And then there's Scotty. This guy's a white guy who he's somebody who's been really working on his footwork.
Pudgy. Uh-huh. Out of six well. Parade with Sudan.
He's really working his hips in that cliff.
Oh, you was at this parade? Well, y'all
knew. Oh, yes. I was at that parade all too. 4 hours.
Me too.
All
I didn't
four
see
hours.
You. I didn't see you out there.
Well, you didn't know me then.
Yeah, but I kind of noticed new faces.
Yeah, all 4 hours. Well, I was hiding under my umbrella.
Mm. She can dance. She from uptown.
She can dance.
And she's, I remember her when I was younger.
Uh-huh. Was she always, was she always like that?
Always. Always.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Yeah, she has a lot of energy.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And she's older. She's not older. 20.
Hell no, she's like in her 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good that she still got that energy to do that, you know.
Yeah.
It don't matter how old you are, man. You know, once you love this, you take it to the grave. You have to. It's just in you.
Okay, so here's some white ladies. This is the
yes.
The Lady Rollers.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so this is the Party Line Steppers coming out. So these ladies and Poppy Tucker, so as far as I can tell, they're not really working any footwork, right? They're not really concerned about that.
No, they model walking, they line walking.
Line walking. And is that still second line?
Yes, it's whatever you, it's anything is second line. Mm-hmm. Whatever you do, whatever movement you do, it's all second line.
Footwork is just one category,
yes,
in that.
Yes, mm-hmm. No matter what kind of footwork it is, it's all footwork is all the same.
Well, those are all my questions. Is there anything else you want to add before I turn this off?
I thank you for the interview.
I thank you for your time.
Yeah, anytime.
All right.
Anytime.